Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we had a pretty good practice today. Started off, still working our way through, continuing to push the tempo. We got a two-minute situation. We're able to, get into our third down, kind of third and fourth down plan a little bit, also introducing, red zone for these guys. I thought it was a good work day. Thought the guys got better as practice went on, so that was a positive, really talking about how we're finishing. And so, we got to keep pushing, do a great job with our film study, make sure that we're preparing mentally so that we can go out there and play as fast as we possibly can against a really good opponent and one that's going to play with great tempo and is going to be able to attack in a variety of different ways. So offensively, we got to be on point, trusting our eyes. And then, obviously defensively, we got to get aligned, we got to communicate and make sure we're going out there and execute it at a high level. I do. I mean, I've got a pretty good sense coming through fall camp and, even seeing the first few games. We got to eliminate the mistakes. I mean, I think we've put ourselves in some challenging situations that doesn't necessarily reflect to what I think we do well. I mean, and I've never been a part of offense that's been really good in second down and extremely long or third down and extremely long situations. So if we continue to play in those situations, it's going to be hard to really get a sense of where we are and who we are. We got to fix that. And so it's been a big point of emphasis. Our guys, they understand it. We got to play with tight hands. We got to make sure we're running our feet. There's a lot of different factors that go into some of those penalties that we've had. And, it's times of the tracks of our backs or things with our quarterbacks, maybe evading when they don't need to. Everybody plays a role in that. So, our guys, they understand what's ahead. But I've got a pretty good sense of who we are offensively and what we're capable to do. I mean, absolutely. It's it's something that we try to train for. I know I mentioned, I think it was Monday, about the trip to Jacksonville are all things that kind of help us in those situations. Implementing crowd noise, music during practice, just to force the discomfort in what we're doing and how we're doing that, and guys, just where they how they respond when they're uncomfortable, because you're always going to be uncomfortable on the road. You're not in places that are familiar, but you got to go out there and you got to execute at a high level, and I expect our guys to do that.
I know you said that player leadership isn't always a vocal thing, but this week after what happened Saturday evening, have you liked what you've gotten from the players in the sense of guys speaking up or having a voice when needed?
Yeah, I mean, our guys care. I mean, and there's not, the willingness to say, but more importantly, the willingness to do is something that we have to see. And it's real easy to get up and have a speech when it's 70 degrees and, everything feels good. Whenever you're uncomfortable, whenever you're being pushed, whenever you're the one that's getting challenged as a leader, how do you respond? Where do you go to? That's something that we need to see as much as any speech. And I do believe that I'm seeing that. We've had guys, some guys today that really haven't been playing very well had their best practice today. Well, they made the choice to come out here and work to the level that they need to put themselves in the best position to come Saturday. So, that's the leadership we need to see emerge.
We've seen Jermaine and what he does on the field. I guess what's he like more off the field? It seems like he probably holds the guys around him to an incredibly high standard, as himself.
Well, I mean, Jermaine's he's a really good teammate. He's coming in, he's taking the time. He's really put forth the effort to, whether it's having guys to his house, making sure that, building those relationships and just getting to know who people are. That's what I've appreciated about, the guys, even the transfers that have come in, especially guys that just have, 1 year. Kier, Jermaine, McKenzie, I mean, that's parchment. I mean, the willingness to connect with their teammates, the willingness to open up themselves and really make themselves uncomfortable in some sense, to grow and get let guys know who they are. But I think he's a great young man. I'm really, really impressed with who he is, and, you know, he makes a great impact.
You guys get a better feel for how you want to use Jordan and McKenzie. Are they getting better reps in practice because they know how they're going to be utilized and the rhythm is there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've always, throughout my coaching career, I've always split the quarterback reps, I mean, pretty evenly. I mean, it's you know, you never know when you're one play away, and you know, making sure that you know what we do in walkthroughs, what we do in film study, you know, the mental reps of it, but also, you know, make sure that they get the, you know, the proper physical reps. We chart everything that they do. You know, it's both quarterbacks. I mean, they run the offense, and we're going to have some specific things that we might tailor to one or the other. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, they've got to go out there and be able to execute it. And so, you know, it's been, you know, easier or better in the repetition of it. You know, they both get the full offensive perspective. But if there are some particulars that we want to rep, then we get that done.
You mentioned Link does some different things offensively.
I mean, I have been. I mean, there's been, you know, the thing we have to do, we have to get better in the one-on-one situations. I mean, you look back the last two games and, you know, at the catch point, you know, that's, I mean, it showed up. We haven't finished plays the way that we've wanted to. And, you know, but I think when you look at, you know, stopping the run, being able to impact the quarterback, you know, our guys have been disciplined in that regards. You know, when it comes to where we need to be better is the fundamental belief in what, you know, when it's a coverage, whether it's a zone coverage or it's a man coverage, you know, making sure that we're where we're supposed to be and that we're using the proper fundamentals to finish and to be able to you know, get the ball out or you know, force the incompletion or create a takeaway.
You said a few weeks ago that 90% of the guys started the vaccination process. I'm wondering where you all are at now.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're close. Well, I mean, we're, you know, we, as you start the process, it's just there's some things that we can't control, so we're well on our way. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, Byron, you know, he'll be out for the rest of the year. You know, had an injury, you know, early in camp, and you know, went worked through it for a little while, but you know, just for his, you know, we decided to go ahead and get it, you know, fixed. He started the rehab process, and you know, really excited about what he's going to bring to the program. Yeah, you know, he's an explosive player. I mean, he's done some good things the last few days, but he's also kind of getting back in the rhythm of it. You know, being out last week, you know, there's always you have to kind of get back in the flow. And, you know, I think he's brought some explosive, has some explosive plays the last couple of days. And so, you know, we need him. And, you know, I think he's going to bring great value to what we're trying to accomplish.
If things don't show up at the practice that you need, like winning one-on-ones for a receiver, do you still have to go to that in a game when it calls for it?
Yeah, I mean, that's also where, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the question earlier is, you know, the identity of who we are. You know, what are the things that we need to do to help put our guys in the best position? Whether it's creating space, whether it's, you know, different angles to win one-on-ones. And it's in every phase. It's on the line, in the, you know, running backs, linebackers, receivers and DBs. You know, we've got to be able to be multiple enough to put our guys in the best position for the things that they're good at. Everybody's going to continue to develop. Everybody's going to continue to grow. But when it comes to game day, we don't want to put them in situations where they're not comfortable or maybe not the best position for them to go out there and play to the highest ability that they have.
They're good?
All right, thanks, guys. Y'all have a great one.